You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 139 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today I'm gonna kind of continue our last episode. We talked in our last episode about the two tiers of priorities you need in order for you to manage all the different projects in your life. And just to kind of remind you all what we were talking about when we talk about project management. So basically, anything in your life is a project. Your family is a project. Your relationships are projects. Your time with your kids, your work projects, everything you do, your gym, your health, your hobbies, anything of that sort can be seen and perceived as a project. And if you manage them all as ones with different priorities and different set of rules for each and every one of them, then your life can have a greater sense of organization and a certain type of balance. Now, I personally don't believe that balance is necessarily where everything gets the same quota of your time or your attention, but balance for me is more of when you know what's more important than what, and you make sure that your choices in your life reflect that, so you can actually achieve the goals that you want in each respective aspect of your life. So this is what we were talking about in our past couple of episodes. And the last one of them, episode 138, we talked about the two tiers of priorities. And I explained that in order for you to be able to make the right decisions, make the decisions that, you know what, right isn't really the appropriate word. There isn't right or wrong, but there are certain choices that you can make that will make your dreams come true faster or will allow you to have a shorter route towards your dreams. And when we talk about making it as quickly as possible with as an efficient path as possible, there is a very big place for making the right decisions, making the right choices. And in order for us to be able to do that on the go, on the fly, because life throws curveballs at us all the time, we need to have two tiers of priority. So the first one we talked about was the first tier of priority, which is project to project, meaning in your life, if you take all the projects, all the different things that you are involved in, make a list according to their importance to you. So where would be your relationship with your spouse? Where is your relationship with your kids in the time that you spend with them? Where are projects at your work? How does your work relate with other projects in your life, such as your hobbies or your health or maintaining a certain side hustle perhaps? All these things are projects, and they cannot be rivals. There has to be a priority set for all of them. Otherwise, making a decision on the go will be ever so hard. This is the first level. The second level of priorities is actually talking about the priorities of the subtasks inside each project. So every project has things that need to be done. So for example, if you need to pick up your dry cleaners, it's a subtask that corresponds with a project that is errands or house management. If you need to go and see a recital that your daughter is playing in, well, this is a part of your project that might be children or family or leisure time. You decide what's it a part of. Obviously, we have subtasks at different projects at our work and blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. So when you take a certain project and all the subtasks that are in it that you are aware of, you need to have a very clear priority to them all. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have them numbered and this is priority 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but you need to know what's more important than what. So if you need to decide between them, you can do it quickly, swiftly, and efficiently. And we talked about that when you need to decide between two things, two subtasks from different projects, you will be using these two layers of priority to make a smart decision. And I've been thinking a lot, I've been getting some emails from you telling that this is very hard. Comparing your family to a work project is so hard that it's almost impossible because of the guilt that it brings, that looking at staying at work for another 2 hours compared to coming back home to play with your little kid, it makes it, when we look at it this way, it makes it almost impossible to choose work, because family for many of my listeners is so much more important than anything else. Now, I just wanted to make sure that we speak the same language, because this feeling of guilt is absolutely not what I wanted to start. This is not something that I preach for, and I most definitely don't think that if you stay a couple of hours later at work, instead of going and playing with your kid at home or going on a date with your wife or with your girlfriend, I definitely don't think that it means that your work means more to you than your spouse or your kids or your family or whatever it is. This is not the case here, guys. These two tiers are only there to allow us to make swift decisions at the moment. Now, any project in your life needs to have a goal. I mean, you don't go to work just to go to work. You go to work because you want to fill in a purpose. You want to feel that you're helping others. You want to feel fulfilled. You want to express yourself in a creative way. You want to earn enough money so that your family can be provided for. You want to build a better future for your family. All these things are connected. You're not staying at work just because you're a crappy parent. This is not it. And I don't want you ever to think this way. What I do want you to do is to go over the list of projects in your life and define what is the goal of this project. What is the why, the greater why that is driving you in this project? Because once you realize that you're doing your job not, you know, just to get a paycheck at the end of the month, but because you want to build something for you, for your family, maybe for a greater good, maybe you're doing something on a global level, then this means so much more. And this can allow you to have your two-tier priorities set and not feel guilty about choosing one over the other. Because it doesn't mean that you're a crappy parent or a crappy husband or whatever it is, crappy friend. This is not what we're talking about. I have the assumption that all the projects in your life are there for a reason. You chose to leave them in your life because there is a goal for each and every one of them. And this goal means something to you. So you just need to know what that goal is, so you'll be able to justify your choices. So you'll be able to make better choices. So you'll be able to move faster towards these goals. Now, being a great professional, for whatever reason, for whatever goal you're trying to achieve, does not negate being a great friend or healthier or a great parent or a great spouse. But it does require, if you want them, these both projects to coexist in your life, they both will require some compromise. Sometimes one of them will win and sometimes the other. And you need to be A-okay with either, because you need to be able to trust yourself and your choices. And this is what we're trying to achieve in these podcasts. You cannot be 100% of each of them, because you are only 100%. And this is the best that you can do. So you need to divide the pie in a smart way, in a way that reflects your priorities and what you're trying to achieve in your life. So when you build your priorities, your two-tier priorities, I want you to really be focused and know why this project is on my plate at all. Because there is a reason. It's not just there because life happened and it ended up there. And you know what? If you cannot find a goal or a greater why behind a project that you're doing, move it away. Don't waste your time on it. Don't waste your energy, because everything you have on your plate eats away from your pie. And you can't have that if it does not move you towards your goals. So this is what I wanted to cover. I wanted to really make sure that everyone understands what are the two-tier priorities, why there isn't any guilt around it, and why you don't need to feel bad for choosing one project over the other. Even if at a greater level, if I ask you, well, what's more important to you, your kids your wife, your health, or your career. Obviously, this is a choice that is so hard to make because many of the things that I mentioned are beyond important, are beyond precious. It's almost an impossible choice to make, but we make these choices on a daily basis. So let's make sure that the choices we make move us forward as fast as possible towards our dreams so we can lead the lives that we hope for ourselves. Now, I do know that making these decisions on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, is so hard. So I actually created a diagram, a chart flow that allows you when something comes in, when a decision needs to be made, it allows you to quickly, in less than 30 seconds, make the right decision. It has four yes or no questions that you answer on them and immediately you find out the answer. Now, I'm giving it away completely free because I know how frustrating it is to constantly be faced with making decisions and I want to make it as easy for you as possible. So, if you are interested in this amazing freebie cheat sheet, then head over to imjulie.com/cheat sheet and grab your copy right away. I mean, it's just there, one click away. So imjulie.com/cheat sheet. I'll see you there. Until our next episode, remember that life is short, so you need to really be making these decisions as fast as you can. So go ahead, grab this tool. It will help you tremendously and it will allow you to become more productive in a matter of 30 seconds. I mean, how cool is that? Okay, that's it for now. I'll see you next time. Keep calm and hack time.